Satan.
We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, page Kuf Nun Chet, 158, volume 1, part 3, chapter 13. You can send us your questions to Kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Talmud Aser Sefirot, volume 1, part 3, page 158, chapter 13. Chapter 13 explains the matter of Zivug Dehaka'a, of Istaklut Einayim in Achav, from which the Kelim were made, plus an explanation. Item 1. Drush that I wrote regarding the roots of the emanation of Atzmut, essence, and Kelim that were made of Achav and Einayim as Re'ya, Shmi'a, Rech, Reach Dibur. I have found this in the words of Rabbi Gdalia, when the Orot expanded from Ozen and Chotem up to opposite the Peh, where all the Havalim join, in the place they join, they all have Bechinat Nefesh. The Hevel of the Ozen cannot connect to the Hevel of the Peh, but only at a distance. The same applies for the Hevel of the Chotem, but it does not need as great a distance as the Hevel of the Ozen to connect to the Hevel of the Peh. For that comes Histaklut Einayim. And the Kelim were made in the Haka'a that is struck in this Hevel. There is Pnimi, internal, and Chitzon, external, in this Histaklut, as there is Pnimiut, internality, and Chitzoniut, externality, in all the organs. And thus all their Kelim were made. Since there is no Hevel coming back in the Re'iya of the Einayim, but only Istaklut, only the Kelim are made. Item 2. That Istaklut is greater than all the above three Havalim, because the Re'iya, sight, is Yud, the Shmi'a, hearing, is Hey, Recha, sent, is Vav, and Dibur, speak, is Hey. Thus we have the four Oriot Havaya, which are Chochmah, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut, and our Naranch. The Re'iyah is Chaya, Yud of the name, called Chochmah. The upper Chochmah shines through the Einayim. But if actual Hevel were to emerge through the Einayim, it would be impossible to receive below. For that reason, only Histaklut was drawn from it, and it had the strength to make Kelim. For that reason, only Histaklut was drawn from it, and it had the strength to make Kelim for these three Bechinot. Yud the Neshama in Hevel Ozen, Yud the Ruach in Hevel Chotem, and Yud the Nefesh in Hevel Peh. This is the meaning of, from afar the Lord appeared unto me. Regarding the other Havalim, had there been Histaklut from them alone through a Masach like in the Einayim, they wouldn't have had the strength to make Kelim. All this is din, whether in Bechinat Itpashtut, expansion of the Hevel, or the Histaklut of vision. This Riyah, vision, sight, is Gvura in Gimatria, and Dibur, speech, with four Otiot is 216 in Gimatria. 3. This Histaklut comes and strikes at the place where the three Havalim join together, which is Bechinat Nefesh. This is, and God saw the light. The Or is Bechinat Hevel Ozen and Chotem, being Bechinat Neshama and Ruach. Et, the, is Bechinat Peh, which is Nefesh. When he saw the Nefesh, then God divided, which is the making of the Shorashim, the roots of the Kelim. 4. This Histaklut in the direct way makes an impression in each and every Bechina. It is because it hits every single Bechina of the Histaklut for Bechinat Hevel Keter in Keter. All the imprint of the Kelim was made in this manner, the external in the external organs, and the internal in the internal organs. It did not end before the Histaklut struck the place where the Havalim join, which is the place of the Hitpashtut, expansion of the Havalim, namely their exterior, from the Hakaha, the striking of the Or Hevel, to the Or Histaklut. Or Histaklut returned as Or Chozer, reflected light, and became a Kli in every Bechina for the rest of the Guf, the exterior for the exterior organs, and the interior in the interior organs. Item 5. Since in Histaklut, the more adhesive with the Shosh, with the root, is higher, for Keter, which is proximate the Ein, came out last, and Malchut came out first. When returning and striking, all the Kelim are equal. If Yesod that previously expanded more than Malchut, it would have been because of Malchut, because of the O of Malchut. Yesod had the strength to expand further, and there is no merit in it over Malchut. However, because this Hitpashtut, expansion, is as O Chozer, which returns and draws near to its origin, in the Kelim themselves, they are equal. Adam 6.
Or Pnimi,
below of Adam, of Adam 1. It means, explains, and when in Histaklut, everyone who deceived to his root is higher. It means that in the 10 Sefirot, the Or Chozer that emerged from the Zivuk, the Haka'a, called Histaklut, the Malchut, which is the Pe, called Et, is the Shoresh, the root for the Eser Sfirot, the Or Chozer, 10 Sfirot of reflected light. Thus, the more it is adhesive with the Shoresh, meaning with Bechinat Malchut in the Pe, the higher and more important it is. That is because it extends from her, and the Or Chozer comes out from below upward. Item 2 explains Keter, which is proximate to the Ein, emerged last. Meaning, in the 10 Sefirot, the Or Yashar, direct light, Keter, which is proximate to the Ein, came out first, and is the Shoresh, the root, of every 10 Sefirot, the Or Yashar. And its level is regarded as higher than all. However, it is the opposite in the Eser Sfirot de Or Chozer that emerged by the Histaklut in Malchut. Malchut in the Pe becomes the Shoresh, the root, for the 10 Sefirot de Or Chozer, and gives the Or to all Eser Sfirot. Thus, Yesod is second in merit, Hod is third, etc., up to Keter, which is proximate the Ein, which receives last. He said, Keter, which is proximate the Ein, came out last. It means that it is the last to receive the Hitpashtut of the Or Chozer from Malchut.
It's clear, right? 10 Sefirot of Or Yashar and 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer. Just to explain why the Keter here is last.
Item 3 explains, and when it strikes and returns, then all the Bechinot of the Kelim are equal. It means that since Keter is first in merit from the perspective of the Or Yashar, direct light, Malchut is the last in merit, for she receives last. And it is the furthest from the Shosh, from the root. It is the opposite from the perspective of the Hitpashtut, expansion of Or Chozer. Namely, Sefirat Malchut became the Shosh, and it is the first in merit, and Keter is last. It turns out that all the Kelim equalize into the exact same level by clothing the Or Yashar, direct light, in Or Chozer, reflected light. It is so because all that is better in 10 Sefirot, the Or Yashar, is worse in 10 Sefirot, the Or Chozer, and vice versa. All that is better in 10 Sefirot, the Or Chozer, is worse in 10 Sefirot, the Or Yashar. Thus, all the kelim become equal. Arim 4 explains, if Yesod were to expand deeper into Malchut, Arim 4, it means that all the Sefirot rose and expanded on an equal level up to Keter, proximate the Ein, but the Or Chozer that came out of Malchut from below upward. However, it is so because of Malchut in the Peh. It is written that the more Yesod expands inwardly, meaning, although it is more internal than Malchut, Malchut closes it from without. However, this is not regarded as merit, because its entire hitpashtut, expansion up to Keter, is by the strength of Malchut. Thus, Malchut is its shoresh, root, and in this hitpashtut of the degree and merit. It is written, because of the awe of Malchut, Yesod had the strength to expand further. It means that the Or Chozer of Malchut made it expand its level more than its measure in the ten Sefirot, the Or Yashar. It is therefore not better than its shoresh, which is Malchut.
The proximity of the Sefirot to each other in Or Yashar and Or Chozer. Go on.
Arim 5, Inner Light, explains, and it has no greater merit than Malchut. It means that in any case, there is merit in Yesod over Malchut, for her entire merit is only in Or Chozer. Yesod is superior to her in that he is first in the ten Sefirot de Or Yashar, which is known to be much better than Or Chozer. However, this is only with respect to the Orot. From the perspective of the Kelim, their essence is made primarily of the Or Chozer. As it is said, in the Kelim themselves, they are equal. It is so because the level and the merit of the Kelim extend solely from Or Chozer. And understand. And see in part 1, Panim Masbirot, branch 3, where it is explained elaborately.
Okay, item 6.
Item 6. When the Or returns and closes the Hevel, meaning when it is close to the Peh, the Hevel of the Peh is greater than the Hevel of the Ozen. That is because the Hevel of the Peh is now near the Peh as Bechinat Rosh, while the Hevel of the Ozen is still regarded as Bechinat the rest of the Guf, until it ascends opposite the Ozen.
Okay, there is a lack of explanation here. Keep going.
Chapter 14 explains the pnimiyut and chitzoniyut, internality and externality of the five olamot, Adam, Kadmon, and Abiyah, and how in every 25 degrees in every single olam, there are pnimiyut and chitzoniyut, internality and externality. It also divides the level of each and every olam, contains 10 issues. 1. Pnimiyut and chitzoniyot, internality and externality of olam asiyah are nefashot and ofanim. 2. The neranchai of the general nefesh extend from the five partzufim arich anpin, abba ve'ima, and zon de asiyah. 3. Each partzuf of the five partzufim of asiyah consists of neranchai. However, in neranchai de arich anpin, they are all yechida. In neranchai de abba, they are all chaya. And in neranchai de ima, they are all neshama. In the zeranpin, they are all ruach. And in nukva, they are all nefashot. And the degree of malchut in the olamot. 4. In general, the entire or in olam asiya is regarded as or nefesh. And in specific, it contains neranchai de nefesh. Each of them contains neranchai, which are 25 degrees. 5. פנימיות אין חיצוניות, אינטרנליטי אין אקסטרנליטי, דייצירה ארוכין אין מלאכים. Each of them contains five פרצופים, אריך אנפין, אבא ואימא, אין זון. Each פרצוף contains five בחינות נרן חי, meaning 25 בחינות. And they are all only אור רוח. The level of the אנפין in the עולמות. 6. פנימיות אין חיצוניות, internality and externality, the בריאה are נשמות אין כיסא, in which are holy רוחים. Each of them contains 25 בחינות, and they are all only אור נשמה, and the level of בינה in the עולמות. 7. פנימיות אין חיצוניות, internality and externality, the אצילות, are the עצמות, essence of the אור and the כלים. Each contains 25 בחינות, and they are all אור חיה, and the level of חוכמה in the עולמות. 8. פנימיות אין חיצוניות, internality and externality, the אק, are the עצמות, the essence of the אור and the כלים. Each contains 25 בחינות, and they are all אור יחידה, and the level of כתר in the עולמות. 9. נרן חי in every עולם is פנימיות, internality, and the כלים that clothe them are חיצוניות, externality. 10. All the עולמות are one פרצוף made of 10 ספירות. אק is the כתר in them. עולם הצילות is חוכמה. And בריאה is בינה. יצירה is ענפין, and עשייה מלכות. The אור in all of them is פנימיות, internality. And the כלים in all of them is חיצוניות, externality. Inside all of them there is אור אין סוף, opposite which everything is חיצוניות.
Questions.
נו, להתעורר.
Go on, wake up.
מה יש לך תשע, אתה כל הזמן?
What's with you? You've been sleeping the whole time.
הפרצוף. The פרצוף. What's the difference between a spiritual פרצוף and the עולמות?
עשר ספירות. גם זה, גם זה.
Ten ספירות, this and this and that. It's all just ten ספירות. All different variations of ten ספירות. That's it. More, less, inclusive, more or less. In what zoom in, do you want to see them? It's all according to the person who attains it. And it's all a single havaya. It penetrates, you can divide it to whatever you want once it's penetrated, to more and more and more, endless havayot.
Ken.
Yes.
Can you explain פנימיות and חיצוניות, internality and externality, what he explained here? I didn't quite understand what he was trying to say, even in general. Obviously, I don't want to get into details, but he gave here the notions of internality and externality.
In everything there is internality and externality. In olamot, in partzufim, sfirot, in actions, Aviyut, Masachim, in everything, internality and externality. Right? Starts. In chapter 14, he talks about the internality and externality of the five worlds. Internality is their worlds, and externality is their kelim. Yes?
What does it mean that chitzoniyut externality is their kelim?
The kelim that hold the light, that reveal the light. The light is, I don't know if it exists or not. It says that it does exist. But when do I see the light? When I put on my glasses. Right? When I have a kli that reveals the light. If I have no kli, there is no light because it's with respect to the one who attains it. More? Yes?
A student from Khadera is asking, what does it mean when it says Hevel?
Hevel is... the small reflected light. You have the large reflected light, or chozer, which is strong, and you have a small reflected light. Reflected light is hevel. Who? Yes.
A student from the center is asking, what's the difference between the olamot, olam bria, with respect to the sefirah of bina? What does it mean?
The character of this olam, of this world, is like bina. Of chokhmah is atzilut, yetzira is zeranpin, and malchut is asiyah. But it's relative, it's like... It's a general division. In every single world, olam, you have an entire world. But if you compare them, then you see the differences. Whoever doesn't see between them anything, between them, then doesn't identify it, then on what level is the scrutiny made? And you cannot call them by those names. It's a feeling. It also depends on what discernment you examine them. What aspect? Because there are many names, many synonyms. There are many synonyms. You can call the same name by different ways. It depends what you want to emphasize. More? Yes.
He mentions here nefashot and ofanim. What are ofanim?
We'll learn. Yes, Gilad.
Before he spoke of Malchut and Yesod being equal, although... Despite of all their differences, in what exactly are they equal? It's obvious where the differences are. One is greater in direct light and the other one is in reflected light.
The connection between them, the closeness between them is the Yesod, but it works from up down, and Malchut works from down up. So there's closeness between them, support, mutuality.
And
I don't really have words. There is between them a clear division of responsibilities, of roles, on the one hand. On the other hand, they are tightly connected. There can't be Yesod without Malchut or Malchut without Yesod. The different role, one with respect to the other, if the role is opposite, it makes them as Yesod and Malchut, like bestowing and giving, like Zon, Zeranpin and Malchut, and Malchut and Zeranpin, it's the same. Creator and created being. They're close, not in the action, but in the purpose, and they're working together on connected between them. In truth, there are no other actions other than between Yesod and Malchut. Everything ends with them. Everything is included in them. Meaning, what goes on between them determines the character of the Kli, of the Olam, because Yesod is the summary of the upper nine, and the Malchut, to the extent that it suits it, the Yesod.
So you can say that they are partners, that they are similar, but in what exactly are they equal? Because he says that they are equal.
In their mutual work. Although the work is opposite, but the work is still mutual, and in that they are equal. Like a husband and wife, saying they need to be equal, although there is difference in everything. Equal in what? That without the correct form of equality between them, the family isn't a family. All right, we're now moving on to... Yes?
He says that from the perspective of the Kelim, the higher it's is the lowest, meaning there's oppositeness.
Inverse value of lights and vessels.
But still, at some point, they equalize. He's talking about the equality between them.
Yes.
Gilad spoke about it. So the equality between them is in the point of Yesod. They're somehow equal, become equal, the Kelim and the Orot.
You can say it like that, or you could say it's in the middle of Bina.
A quick question about the previous item. How can it be that the Hevel of the Peh is greater than the Hevel of the Ozen?
Of course, Or Chozer.
But the Or Chozer, the reflected light which is closer to the Peh,
it's stronger than from the Or Chozer.
I thought the more reflected light there is,
where do you have a bigger result? If you shut your mouth or you shut your ear?
No.
Well,
I don't understand much in biology.
Try it. Shut your mouth and you'll see. Hevel is what comes out. That there can't be a kli, a vessel of perception, that doesn't have hevel. Even in the eyes, there's something that comes out of the eyes, that we feel someone's looking at us. It's like this force, this hevel, that comes out of the eyes. From the ears, it's clear. If you block your ears, then you can feel it. From your nose, obviously, it's clear. And mouth, it's... Yes.
But the peh is in the masach. It's in malchut.
Well,
now the more we rise...
No. We're talking about the malchut, which is in every single sense. Otherwise, where is the Hevel from? In every single sphera, Malchut works in a separate way from this sphera. Otherwise, there won't be Hevel. Quickly, Danny.
When it is said that Malchut is keter of reflected light, all the rows are exchanged, replaced. Malchut acquires the qualities of keter.
It's keter, of course.
So everything we know of keter, this is what happens now in Malchut.
Malchut determines everything now. If it made the Tzimtzum, that's what we spoke about this morning. We haven't scrutinized it all, but what does it mean that I do a Tzimtzum? How does my role now change after the Tzimtzum? Malchut becomes a Keter, it becomes the one that determines it. Yes? Otherwise, what's the Tzimtzum for? When I say to the host, wait a minute, now it's me, then I already become the one who determines it. Who knows who the host is? All right, we're moving on to something special, right? A discussion about the Mira Congress in Petah Tikva.
Yeah, the World Arvut team has an awakening, and they spoke of how to connect all the friends in the world to the Congress. And before we will have this discussion, we will hear Tbilisi. They will give us an update about what's going on with them, and we'll see a clip from Australia, Asia, and then we'll speak about what's going on here in Petah Tikva. Tbilisi, go ahead.
Ken, shumim.
Yes, we
hear. We bless Rav, the friends, all the world kli. Guess there isn't any room left in any place. There's no place in the world that there isn't preparation. We would like to brag that we have people from 10 different countries, including from Israel, and it still might grow. We have friends from Azerbaijan that are now together with us in the lesson. They have a technical issue that they can't speak, but they're sending their warm regards, and they're really being torn from inside from gratitude and from the opportunity to participate in such a congress, and they promise to invest all their efforts. We also hope there'll be more groups that will connect to us, to our Mira Congress, and all the rest. You would have to envy us. You know, we're going to have a barbecue, we're going to have wine, we're going to have good connection. But in addition to that, we'd like to promise you that this is going to be a special congress. We all agreed, made a pact to stand strong like a mountain, to defend, to fight the battle, this primary location in New Jersey, that the result of it will be success. And now we would like to ask Shidur to show us a gift from the friends in Australasia who showed us a clip, who prepared a clip for us.
Hello, Walt Clay. We are here in Australia, and we're very, very, very happy to tell you that we are making a huge physical congress here in Australia. Maybe, I don't know, how many, 15, 20 men and women and children, friends coming from Japan and from New Zealand and all around Australia, and even from Singapore. Michael here from Singapore is coming. Michael, can you speak?
Yes, hello, great friends. Yes, great efforts from Australasia Group to come and unite. Amazing. The Australasia Group is making a help up there. So inspiring. Gadi, please, would you like to say something?
Thank you, Michael. We are so looking forward to the Congress. We are preparing a huge Mira Congress. We will follow every step of the way. And we are very excited, very, very excited in L'chaim, New Jersey.
L'chaim, New Jersey, and L'chaim for all the groups around the world that, get us excited and send all this love and energy to the Congress in America. It's our Congress. It's all our Congress. We're doing it together. It's not an American Congress. We are just want to, like my Valdek, my dear friend here said, we just want to look after the friends. We just want to connect, and we just want to give contentment. And Michael, what else we want?
I just want to thank everybody and L'chaim to all the friends' effort. It's just amazing. There's no word to describe those feelings. A word that doesn't belong to this reality. Gadi.
Yes, the feeling we feel with cannot be described in words. We are so looking forward. We can't wait. We are counting the time backwards until we see you. We can't wait to join everyone in the whole world, clear, and see how it's all happening. You show us how to do the job. Chote.
L'chaim.
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 Okay, after we saw the great importance, real great importance that the friends from all around the world have towards this Congress, in Mira Congresses, today's Yeshivat Chavrim will also be about the Mira Congresses. So we want to have a discussion of how Petah Tikva Group is going to participate in this Congress. I'm going to explain in general what is about to happen. The organizing team, we felt that it's extremely important to involve all the friends in the decision how Petah Tikva participate in this Congress. So I'm going to introduce two options to how we're going to participate. We're going to do it in an assembly because it is important for us, everyone, to express themselves so that Rav will be able to get an impression from the whole society. And we would like to hear at the end what Rav has to say, also for us and to learn from it, and for everyone to learn from it, how we should relate to it in general. So what's going on is as following. Friday, there is lesson number one, lesson zero, but it's not zero, it's lesson number one. For you, it's a Thursday. We will be watching lesson number one on Friday morning between 2 to 4 a.m. We will be here. We will gather. We will watch the live broadcast. And then we will gather in the afternoon watching lesson two and three, tied to the Congress, and our time schedule will end at night, and then lesson four starts for you when it's 2 a.m. in Israel. We decided, in order not to exhaust people, we will go to sleep, we will come back at 10 a.m., and we will watch a rerun of lesson number four, completing the lesson. And then there is lesson number five. We will be with you. This is the first lesson in New Jersey morning. What I'm describing is what the atmosphere in New Jersey is. First morning lesson in New Jersey for us is the second lesson, so we will be warm up. And then we have a dilemma. After the meal that will end at 8 p.m. here, we have two options. One option is to go to sleep at 8 p.m. for people to go home and return at 1 a.m.
Why at 1?
Because lesson number 7...
So you can't go to sleep earlier?
So it's a question. If people, if they go home, will they be able to go to bed at 8:30 in order to come back at 1?
They should commit to it.
And we end at 4, go back to sleep and continue with the rest of the day. The second option is that we will continue the same string for another block, another lesson, which will end at midnight.
No. It will confuse you for a long time. It's not good. It is not good. No. I don't think so. You decide, but I don't recommend. Okay,
discussion is over.
I don't believe that you can be awake at such an hour.
Let me explain our dilemma. In terms of hours, this is one of the only few hours where the hours is very inconvenient. Either way, there is a question whether really at 8 p.m. people will be able to go home and wake up early enough to end to the schedules earlier and go to sleep. And there's another argument. We really want, our general desire is to attach ourselves to New Jersey. Now, we come on Saturday morning watching a recorded lesson of lesson number 4. We join you at lesson 5. For you, it is morning, and we just woke up. And then you continue in New Jersey. When we will wake up, it will be a full day for you. So there will be great energetic differences between New Jersey to what we have here. So how can we feel the Congress and be included in the Congress the best possible way and the most convenient way?
I can't say. You decide. I only know one thing. There is no benefit if a person will be sleepy, if his brain isn't working at such hours. It's a problem. It's a problem. I don't know. It's
the big question is, where will people be more asleep? Whether when they go to sleep earlier and wake up earlier, it will make things more difficult for him to connect to the Congress on Saturday morning. This is the discussion that we want to have. We really want to ask friends what they prefer.
Okay, so you decide.
So this is the discussion. Now we would like people to say what they feel is better. We want to hear all different opinions.
So again, repeat the options.
Please put the slide on. We've prepared a slide. Okay, so pay attention. First option. We come here at 10 a.m. watching a rerun of lesson number 4, continue with lesson 5 from the Congress, and lesson 6 live till 11:30 p.m. This is first option. We go to sleep in the morning because it was very late. Everyone goes independently and completes a part of the lesson and starts the day. We won't watch the lesson together. Option 2, we come here at 10 a.m. We watch the rerun, join the schedule of the Congress till 7:45 p.m., go home to sleep, and at 1:30, a lesson starts here. That means to be here at 1:15 for preparation till 4 o'clock, and then everyone goes and starts the day. These are the two options. We would like to hear what you have to say. And if you have another suggestion, we would like to hear it as well.
Can I also say?
Go ahead.
We're leaving after the Congress. We're leaving on Sunday. The Congress ends in the afternoon.
For us, it's night after the Assembly of Friends. Okay.
We're leaving. The flight is at 9 p.m. We arrive back here at 2 p.m. You have a lot of extra time to complete the lesson.
We will be missing a lesson anyway. There are two more lessons on the third day of the Congress, number 8 and number 9. And it's afternoon here. So some people will be working. Lesson number 8, most of the friends won't see it, and we plan to complete it on Monday morning. And in any case, we will be missing one of the lessons, number 6 or number 7.
And what about in the evening when you usually have Yeshivat Chaverim?
We plan to watch the last lesson together and the Yeshivat Chaverim.
Okay, so go ahead.
Feel free, grab the mic and just speak.
I just want to say this is relevant for all the Israeli groups, not just Pesach Tikva. And second, we can also do a survey. Yes, it's possible. Is there
at the end of this discussion, even if we won't come up with a decision, we will send a survey. There are two things which are important to us. Now, let's leave the Congress, not be indifferent. Understand the meaning, cry for every moment when we're not attached to New Jersey. And let us understand where we are and all the groups of Israel. As Tbilisi said, how do we generate a strong support? So, because the work happens in New Jersey, we're one kli. The whole purpose of this discussion is for everyone to feel and think and be included and together take a decision. This is why we're doing this for.
I have another question. What are the groups who are in our time zone? What are they doing? Europe, Russia?
I want to say the following. This is a very burning and painful point for many people. In the world, people take a day off. They take a day off on Friday, and they're attached to the Congress. Many of the mirror congresses all over the world, they are attached to the Congress from the beginning to the end. There are 150 people from Israel going to mirror congresses in Bulgaria, Romania. Some go to the New Jersey Congress, Turkey, Vienna for the big Congress they're having there. Many people are going. So this Congress has a very strong meaning, and we want to create a unified vessel here.
I also want to say what's happening in Europe. There, it's an opportunity for a lot of people to connect during the Congress. They come there to be included with the Congress, and they have a special program for training for spiritual advancement, and they're not going to have the opportunity to do the activities. In every Mirror Congress, they're going to have their own schedule, But they want to basically stick to the Mirror Congress in Petah Tikva schedule. And if we decide to do live activity to America, meaning if we cling to the live schedule to America, then they won't have the chance to do the activities that were planned for them.
Yeah, we would like to hear more opinions of more friends.
Question to the Rav. There's always an approach that says that sticking to the Congress live, no matter where he is, no matter what time, that's dedication, and that's what we should be. Yes or no? I don't know how to make a decision. I prefer that you'll be cling to the Rav while he's here. We need to take into consideration the human body, that it's just not capable. It's not capable, I know. I know that people will be sleepy. They won't really be not in mind nor heart. They won't be in enthusiasm. I don't know what it means to be to connect live. I don't know. It depends on you. When everyone connects together, then it's possible you can reach such enthusiasm like we sometimes have this at night. Then maybe people are awake.
Is there no difference between live broadcast and a recorded lesson?
If you're together, no. If you are together, of course it's not the whole world clear, but it's also divided. There's nothing you can do. If you could really take days off, then no doubt to be stick to the actual schedule of New Jersey. But if you're breaking it down like this and like that in all directions, then it's worthwhile to not already make a breakage on the breakage. Then you go to work. How do you go to work? How will you drive? When it's not day nor night, yes.
I wanted to say about the first option, seems very hard to go out to Sunday without being included with the Congress. It is to be thrown in today and be detached. Option two, when we wake up at night and include and be included in the Congress, then when we go out to work, we will be attached to the Congress. It is extremely important to be connected to the Congress if you can do it during Sunday.
I think that even though it's opposite from the friend, I think coming at 1:30 a.m., meaning waking up, be here at 1:15, meaning to wake up at 12:30 a.m., that's just not natural. I don't see people really awake, especially if they go to home at 7:45 and the kids are still awake. It's not normal. Like Ray said, both options aren't natural. I think to continue the stream is very important, and I would connect it, of course. We wake up in the morning, each one in his hour should connect to some part of the Congress. But between both options, first and second, I think people will be a lot more awake in the first option, meaning to connect until 11:30 p.m. here.
I have another suggestion. If the second option means to wake up at 1:30 till 4, then why not watch the recorded lesson from 3 to 5 or 6?
First of all, it's a lesson because the lesson at 1:15 is live. The detachment will be a bit weird because the lesson is live at 1:15.
I have a suggestion. We should have a survey how many friends can take a day off on Sunday and to be with this Congress schedule all the time. If most of the friends can take a day off, it's not a week off, we can do the whole Mirror Congresses like all over the world and even have at the Congress at the Arava.
That's already...
Rav, can I ask a question?
Yes.
My question is, so we should know how to relate correctly to this discussion. How do you see the importance of what is happening here in Petah Tikva with regard to the New Jersey Congress?
אני לא יכול להגיד.
I can't say.
היחס שלי לפתח תקווה.
My attitude to פתח תקווה is
מורכב.
Complicated.
מצד אחד.
On the one hand, it's a group that gets the attention, the care, and everything. On the other hand, maybe because of that, I don't know, but there are things that it's not felt that this group gives the sufficient response. I don't know. Of course, the best is to take a day off and to be exactly like there's no doubt about that. Now, to the extent that it's possible, I don't know, I'm not. I think that in a workplace Sunday, you can ask. Try, I don't know.
Ki karon.
In general, we've been through lessons. We understand the topics. It all depends to the extent the group connects and tries to cling to it, to the Congress. Any group, anywhere in the world, doesn't matter from where. And if people come here from other groups, from Petach Tikva, especially I hear that we have up to 150 people going to different congresses, then of course you should do that here. You should have people come here to Petach Tikva from Israel. I don't know. It all depends on the internal connection between the friends. And on that matter, I think that the connections in the groups abroad, within the groups and between the groups, I think they're more than what we have here. So how to do it here, I don't know. I don't know. I also don't feel that I really have something to say here. You, as usual, look at me, but that's not good. It's incorrect. Yes.
We can. Whoever wants and can take a day off should stay here the whole time and watch all the lessons live. And those who can't should come here at 1:15 or when they can. I don't see any problem here.
Okay, you see, but others do see a problem with that. Yes.
I just want to say that as an American in America, being part of the Congress, when I see Petah Tikva on screen, I am filled with such great enlivenment, I can't even begin to express it. I'm only one of however many that are going to be in this Congress that are going to feel the same way. So as you guys are making these decisions, think about how much enlivenment that you are bringing the world clean.
Yeah, but for that reason, they need to spoil their days and work hours, those who can't take a day off. The upliftment and itpa'alut, okay, you won't lack itpa'alut in New Jersey, don't worry. So just in order to give, you know, upliftment to New Jersey, to change everything, I don't know. Think about it. So, Roy, what are we deciding in the meantime?
I don't know. I consulted Mark. I think that we...
Who thinks that he can take a day off? Who can't take a day off? Absolutely can't.
No.
Well, I don't know. What?
I remember in New York when there was a congress in Europe, we all sleep in the center and we had the first option where we are all there until the and we sleep there, we organize out the life there. In general, this is what they do there when there is a congress, Europa or Arava.
So, אני רק רוצה להגיד באותה נשימה שה...
I just want to say, without subtracting from the importance, it is very important for us to be with the Congress.
So come here, prepare everything here, for meals, for sleeping, for everything, and that's it, it's done. So what's the problem, if you're already doing it?
Okay, as long as it doesn't hurt people's necessity.
I don't know.
I understood from Chaim that it's not a day off. The Congress starts at 8 a.m. Here it's 3 p.m. So it's just leave work an hour or two earlier.
Yeah, but if you stayed until 4 a.m., then...
I'm talking about Sunday. People come here at 3, 4 p.m. and watch the Congress live.
The thing is that anyway we're missing a lesson. So why really squeeze people out to stay a little more in the end of Saturday if we have the option to go to sleep, even if it's less hours, and to come to another lesson? We're going to miss a lesson anyway. It's not that if we make the effort, then we'll cling to the entire Congress. We're not going to see a lesson anyway. So the question is, do we really want to squeeze ourselves until 12 Saturday night, or do we stop at 8, do a cut, and come back earlier? Rav, I'm just keeping my mouth shut. I'm not saying a thing. I also can't imagine that you learn a recorded lesson long distance. You're used to a live lesson. So I don't know. Yes.
I think the purpose of this discussion is to bring up all the options and start leaving the Congress. I think this discussion, everyone feels the Congress better now. Start thinking, and that was the original purpose of this debate, discussion, and not necessarily come up with the final decision. Now, after we heard all the options, including a day off, should we bring out a survey inviting all the men and see what people can really do? We raise our hand for a day off, but if people think and examine with the family what they can or what they cannot, we will find out that there are other answers, and then we will decide according to the survey and come up with a decision in the next few days.
And moving on.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
בשביל מה נולדת? בואו את כל הנסתרות, בואו על מה פעם שאלת ותגלה בעצמך תשובות. בואו את החיבור בינינו, בואו את עומקי לבך, בואו את מה שגילינו, איך הבורא הכל הכין בשבילך.
את הלב היא פותחת בואו ראה בואו ראה איך אהבה מנצחת בואו ראה בואו ראה איך את הלב היא פותחת